The 16th day of the blessed month of Barramutta, the martyrdom of Saint Antipas, Bishop of Pergamos. On this day, in the latter part of the first Christian century, Saint Antipas, Bishop of Pergamos, was martyred. He was a disciple of Saint John the Evangelist. Saint John had even mentioned him in his book of Revelation, in chapter 2, verses 12 through 16. Saint Antipas was during the reign of Emperor Domitian, who severely persecuted the Christians and viciously killed many of them. When Satan saw the growth of the Christian religion at the hands of Saint Antipas, he spoke to the heathens from inside the idol, saying, "I can't stay in the city as long as Antipas is present in it." And the pagan people rose up and seized Saint Antipas and brought him to the ruler of the city. And the ruler ordered that the saint offer sacrifices to the idols, but Antipas refused. Instead, he started to explain to the ruler the principles of the Christian faith. However, the ruler tormented him with severe tortures and imprisoned him. During the imprisonment of Saint Antipas, Saint John the Evangelist sent him a message to comfort and strengthen him. In John's message, he called him the faithful priest and the good shepherd. Finally, when the ruler failed to persuade Antipas, he placed Antipas inside a statue of a bull made of brass and lit a fire under him. While he was inside the bull, he praised God, thanking him for making him worthy to be martyred for his name's sake. And he delivered up his soul in peace and received the crown of martyrdom. The heathens took out his body from the statue and threw it away, and the Christians took the pure body and placed it with great veneration inside the church. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the church commemorates Enoch the Just, being taken alive to heaven. He was the son of Jared, and our teacher, St. Jude the Apostle, called Enoch the seventh from Adam. Enoch's son was Methuselah, the longest living man, who lived for 969 years. The Holy Bible testified about Enoch the Just that he walked with God, meaning that he pleased God with his good conduct, living in obedience to God among a wicked generation full of corruption and profanity. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. And took him meant God ascended him to heaven alive with his body, mortal flesh, and he did not taste death, exactly as what happened later on with Elijah the prophet. These two saints will remain with their bodies in heaven until they come, and the beast will make war against them and kill them, and then they will taste death as all humans. Enoch lived 365 years before he was taken alive to heaven. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.